About three dozen states allow some form of sports betting, but in Wisconsin, the only legal way to place a wager on a sporting event is at some tribal casinos. Proposed legislation would allow Wisconsin tribes to operate computer servers and other technology so that sports gamblers could be anywhere in the state and place a bet online. Jeff Crawford is Attorney General of the Forest County Potawatomi. He told a legislative hearing that allowing tribes to offer more sports betting would encourage gamblers to turn away from using illegal and unreliable offshore betting firms.
While online gaming is currently at the Wild West in Wisconsin with no regulations or protections for consumers, it does not have to be.
Kyle White Eagle is a tribal legislator for the Ho-Chunk Nation. He says his tribe provides a lot of services across a wide geographic area and needs additional gaming revenue to better tackle problems like poverty and opioid addiction.
Giving tribes in Wisconsin the right to conduct mobile sports betting isn't going to solve these problems completely, but it will help significantly and it will be funding well spent.
But a coalition of national commercial sports gambling firms, including DraftKings and FanDuel, opposes the Wisconsin bill. Attorney Damon Stewart of the Sports Betting Alliance says gamblers would lose out if legally they could only go through the tribes.
Unfortunately, this bill will not result in a competitive market for online sports betting that provides consumers with choice.
If the mobile sports betting bill passes in Wisconsin, it would still take time for the state to renegotiate gaming compacts with the tribes and for the U.S. Interior Department to approve the gaming expansion. For National Native News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach.